palace once again. How can I find out what this visitor wants? What deal did Madame Chatterjee make with it? It's the same old abandoned palace. Empty rooms, except for one, the gin room. Everything's the same as before. Drapes, carpets. Well, I may as well fluff up a cushion. I forgot about the dust. Look, I know you're not a ghost. I know you're not even a djinn. You speak to me with my own voice, but I know you aren't me. What you are, I don't know. Now, Madame Chatterjee is suffering. She's growing weaker. She wants to die. Why? Was it you who appeared before her 40 years ago and gave her my card with my name and my present address and phone number 40 years ago? I'm really impressed. Look, I don't know what you're thinking or how you think or even if you... I see. You came to her when she was a child. You said you would help. There was an agreement that you would help her if she did something in return. I don't understand. Why won't she honor it? You sigh just like I do. Things that you said when you spoke through her are so incredible, so beautiful, and so wise. I can't believe you could say these things and yet hurt her, punish her. You even say, the way I do. 40 years ago, when you gave her my card and said if you ever need help, call on me. It wasn't if she ever needed help. It was if you ever needed help, she would call on me. Wow. And she did call. And here I am. I can feel you. There's a sadness I feel. I trust you. And I offer myself. Use me in whatever way so that we can resolve this. Wait a minute. You're saying it was not you who gave her the card? But... what? As the poet Tagore said, God waits to win back his own flowers as gifts from man's hands. It's so quiet, peaceful. Peace. What more could the mind ask for? Stiff. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not on the floor. I think I'm floating. Yes, I would definitely say I have learned how to float. In fact, I'm floating right out of the room through the palace. Into the night. Now, there's nothing like sitting in the lotus position and taking off. I'm sailing down the hill, and Here comes the villa. It's rising higher. It's apparently adjusting for the open window on the second floor. I hope your aim is good, because I'm not slowing down. Right in. Nice shot. Uh-oh. I'm in Madame Chatterjee's room. And she's sitting there. She doesn't see me. But she does see him. He's tall, slender, in a white turban, a long white robe that touches the floor, and a beard, long, white, and silky. It's like a dream.
I ask that you release me.
No.
I promised, and so it came to pass. You must also honor your promise.
I won't live without you.
The time has come. I must join your niece. It was agreed.
No, you cannot leave me.
The niece? Kamala?
If you leave me, I will die.
This is not meant to be.
Why continue my life? To be old? To be alone?
You have my love.
Why did you come to me?
It was your aunt who released me, so I could pass on to you. It was agreed.
Stay with me, please.
I cannot stay. You must release me.
I will never forgive you. No.
Lalita, you know that those who are born in illusion and grow up in illusion never recognize Maya for what it is. The whole world is Maya. All attachments are Maya. Death is Maya. All that you see and think is Maya. This life itself is Maya. Where are all those kings and emperors who were so proud of their accomplishments? They have all been ground under the wheel of time. Days, months, years, and yugas have all merged into each other. Time is one continuous flow, and in this flow, everything and everyone, every object and every person is being washed away. A thing which is being washed away in the flow of time cannot become the support of another thing which is itself being washed away.
I will die, but you will go on. You are always here.
The only permanent entity who is not being washed away by time, and who can take care of all, is God. He alone can protect everyone. He is the stable bank for this unending river of time. Hold on to Him. That is the secret of life. Believe in God. Do not believe in the world. That is the way to live.
How can I forgive you when you leave me?
We are God when we forgive.
I know. I know. Forgive me.
Forgive yourself.
Forgive myself.
He's fading. Fading into the morning light.
Oh!
Oh.
Why are you in my room?
Well...
How long have you been standing there?
I don't know.
I see.
I see, too.
I beg your pardon.
I see what's happened here.
Ah.
That was my voice he was using.
Yes.
Well, I guess it's time to go. I'll be leaving this morning. Who was he?
Someone who comes to you. It is his work. It is how he serves.
I see.
Do you?
No. But I will. One day. You look different this morning.
Oh? How?
More radiant than usual. Like someone in love. Well, Ramchandra has the car ready to go.
So you'll come back and see us, Jack?
I may. Kamala, I think your life is going to be rather interesting. Maybe someone will write a book about you.
Perhaps.
Okay. I better go.
Mr. Flanders?
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jack.
I'm glad I could help.
In the words of Tagore, the leaf becomes flower when it loves. The flower becomes fruit when it worships. Mm.
Dark clouds become heaven's flowers when kissed by light.
Mm. Clouds come floating into my life from other days, no longer to shed rain or usher storm, but to give color to my sunset sky.
The fish in the water is silent. The animal on the earth is noisy. The bird in the air is singing. But man has in him the silence of the sea, the noise of the earth, and the music of the air.
Very good, Jack.
Goodbye.
May Tagore be with you.
Madam Chatterjee asked I give you this letter.
Oh, thank you, Ramchandra.
I wanted to say you were the one.
I know.
No, I mean, it was you I met 40 years ago.
What? But...
And one more, Tagore. That which ends in exhaustion is death. But the perfect ending is in the endless.
Endless? But...
Travels with Jack is produced by ZBS Foundation, which is solely responsible for its content. This is a ZBS production.